Three unions endorsed Barrett, a local for the Operating Engineers and Ironworkers Union and the Amalgamated Transit Union. In terms of numbers, the endorsements aren't huge. They represent only about 5,000 workers between them. But in a race that was born out of a fight over union rights, they represent Barrett's first public nod from organized labor. Ironworkers President Colin Millard says it's unfair of other unions to question Barrett's dedication to labor.
I've known Tom for better than a decade, and you know, we don't always see eye to eye on everything, but Tom has been more than fair for working families in Wisconsin.
Most larger unions have already lined up behind former Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk, including the 250,000-member AFL-CIO, which endorsed her this week. Beyond unions, Falk also earned a new endorsement yesterday from the immigrants' rights group Voces de la Frontera. The endorsements came as Governor Scott Walker ran his first attack ads against both Barrett and Falk yesterday. Among other things, Walker's ads hit both candidates for overseeing property tax hikes in their roles as mayor and county executive. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.